Blog Talk Radio.
Pray for me.
If you know there's power in the name of Jesus, somebody shout that name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. Come on, scream his name until the nation responds. Somebody shout the name, Jesus. Oh, 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 there is power in the name of Jesus. Woo! There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Let's say it together. There is power. Come on. We know where the power is. Shout, there is power. There is power. There is power. There is power in the name of Jesus. And it's here tonight. Break every chain, break every chain. I feel the power in the room, say, break every chain, break every chain, break every. Somebody put your hands in the air right here, let's do it together. There's an army rising up. Come on, kingdom of God, shout, there's an army. There's an army.
morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God who's the head of my life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is myself, Pastor Kashima Douglas. My guest today is Prophetess Drea. I'm telling you, get ready because the woman of God has a word from the Lord specifically for you. My scripture this morning is Matthew 6, okay, and 22. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your body will be full of darkness. Matthew 6 and 22 says, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. Father God, I ask you to come on this morning. Father God, have your way on today. Let the people that want to hear and understand hear you clearly. Let them continue to keep on the arm of God. Make sure you continue to cover and protect each and every one of us, Father God. Reach the ones that's sick and disabled. Reach the ones that's homeless, the ones that's incarcerated, the ones just need to hear your voice on today, Lord. I ask you to put your loving arms around them right now, Father God. Touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Let them know that you will never leave them nor forsake you, that you always are right there with them. In Jesus' name, amen. Definitely want to give a shout-out to all the countries that's listening in on a daily basis. Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, Netherlands, Italy, the United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, China, South Africa, Germany, Hong Kong, Russia, Bulgaria, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. Remember, these people can't openly praise God like we can. So continue to lift them up in prayer. Let them understand that just because they can't openly praise God, we can on this side of the globe for them. Remember, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's all about building the kingdom and letting people know that God still loves them. Even though all hell is breaking loose, they still have someone right here praying and interceding for them. You know, some of these people get killed just by saying Jesus. Can you imagine that? You can't even walk out your door and say, thank you, Lord, without getting stoned. It's happening in this world today. We must pay attention and understand God has given us a sign. Remember, warning comes for destruction. Are you prepared? Do you have a relationship with God? If you do not, I'm here to tell you, get one. Excuse me, I say this all the time. You do not have to know all 66 books of the Bible. You do not have to speak in tongues. But God wants that one-on-one relationship with this you and him, the intimacy time. Try it. And I'm here to tell you, your life will never be the same. No, I'm not saying you're not going to go through chaos and drama. It's not going to happen. Yes, once you surrender your life to Christ, the enemy is going to be mad. And, yeah, he's going to come with you with his best ammunition. And the first thing he can go for is something that you love or someone that you love. But I'm here to tell you, stand on the word of God. Don't fold. Don't give up. Keep pushing through. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. This is a no-judgment zone. We cannot judge you, and we're not trying to. All we want to do is encourage you, inspire you, and help you get where you need to be. We'll be right back.
So good to make it this far, and I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said surely this is it, but I held on, and I've watched as so-called friends turn and walked away. And it hurt so much, I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night, and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I fell, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my for every victory in you I've seen. Oh, and for the moment, God, I know you kept me. Yeah, Lord, I just thank you for my life. I realize some didn't make it. I could have been one of the ones who lost my way. And there were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Oh, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So for my life, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, God, it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me through. Thank you for, I know it was you, God. I just wanna take the time to say thank you, Jesus. Oh, my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my life.
Amen, amen. Without God, we are nothing. Again, remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. It is Women's Day Thursday, and I'm so honored to have my little sister to come on here to give the word from God just for you. Get your pen, your paper together. I'm excited to eat spiritually because I know who she is in Christ. So get ready. Hold on. I'm going to present to some and introduce to others. Prophetess Drea, good morning, sis. How are you?
Good morning, mixers. Good morning, everyone across wherever you are. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Amen. Well, the floor is yours. I have my pen and paper ready. I'm ready to eat. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, I won't be before you long because I am a mother, you all. First off, I want to read something to you all that I have in this book that I read daily. And because we are starting our day, this is important. So I'm going to start with this. I submit this day to you, Lord, and all that is in it. This is the day that you have made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I refuse to entertain any negative thoughts. Help me to not give place to fear or depression. I will not dread any part of this day, but will find only joy, peace, and purpose in all of it. Thank you, Lord, for all that this day holds, because it is good. Remember, no matter what we face, no matter what stands before us, the day is still good because the Lord knew what was going to stand before you did. So Psalms 118, verse 24, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And know this, never forget what God said to you. Other people's lives are on the mercy of your obedience. Okay, so what I'm going to talk about briefly this morning is family dynamics. How many of us know that God is all about relationships? Relationships is important to God, and family dynamics play an important foundation to all of your relationships, romantic, friendships, and family, even your work relationships. And being that God is restoring families right now, he's restoring marriages right now, he's bringing families back together because that's the foundation of the earth. That's the foundation of kingdom. It's something that needs to be talked about. So I'm going to give 4 scriptures, and then I'm going to go into my definitions on family and all the other good stuff. So Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, do nothing for rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Okay, this is difficult when we deal with our flesh. But the important thing is about crucifying our flesh daily. Okay. And then Ephesians chapter 4, all humility and gentleness with patience, bearing with one another in love. We are to love at all costs. We are to love at all costs. Third scripture is 1 Corinthians 15:33. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. We also have to be discerning of who to attach to and who to not attach to in this hour, in this season, just period. And then Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. Before I leave today, I'm going to name those scriptures off again so you can go and read them in different variations in your own private time. So, family definition. One, a group or one of more parents That's so cultural, right? One or more parents and their children living together as a unit. And then two, all descendants of a common ancestor. Family dynamics are patterns of relating or intentions between family members. Each family system and its dynamics are unique, although there are some common patterns. All families have some helpful and some unhelpful dynamics. Let's go a little deeper on this. What are healthy family dynamics? There are several characteristics that are generally identified with a well-functioning family. Some include support, love and caring for one another, providing security and a sense of belonging, open communication, making each person within a family feel important, valued, respected, and esteemed. Here are some common family dynamics that we see most often. The sibling relationship, parent family. We see the one-child family. We see blended families. These usually happen when two individuals, a wife and a husband, come together and they both have children separate from the marriage that they're coming into. Families that we choose, meaning you choose to be a part of a family outside of your intimate family, and then family estrangement. This is when people separate from family, from their family. So family dynamics significantly impact health, health in both positive and negative ways. Having a close-knit and supportive family provides emotional support, economic well-being, and increased overall health. Common contributors to family dynamics: personalities of family members, communication between family members, trauma in the family, addiction in the family, mental illness in the family. When it comes to relationship and friendship coinciding with family dynamics, influences, here are some examples. You have the nature of the parents' relationship. Having a particularly soft or strict parent. How many of us know about that? I know I do. Number of children in the family. Big families. Personalities of family members. An absent parent. I've also encountered that, and I've lived that. The mix of members who are living in the same household, a shared family house. So culture also family dynamics. Cultural values can influence communication orientation or the degree of interaction between family members, as well as conformity orientation or the degree of conformity within a family. Because social rules, communication beliefs, and all of it really is all in the family. Everything starts in the family. Everything. How does family dynamics show up in our relationships and friendships? All right. When we make a conscious effort to recall the patterns of behaviors that happen between people in our families while growing up in the areas of communications and interactions, et cetera, this awareness and understanding can give us foundational understanding of the dynamics that play out in our relationship building, yet romantically and in friendship, and brings empowerment to change any negative dynamic that we subconsciously didn't know we operated in. When a family member is toxic, think about if you've ever encountered this, okay? This type of family member will use what they know about you, your deepest vulnerabilities, to make you feel bad about yourself and potentially to embarrass you in front of other people. They won't allow you to change. Toxic families are restrictive families. Let's go further on that. when a person has grown up in a toxic family environment without applying any biblical or spiritual healing to adaptations and living this way, because in their mind, they know no other way of normalcy outside of this environment, they often catch themselves in toxic, controlling relationships with the opposite sex and demanding and controlling friendships that drain them up subconsciously. That's interesting, right? When you think about the enemy, all right, enemy always takes something and repackage it and make it seem like something new. When you think about the characteristics of a toxic family member, think about the characteristics of the enemy. The enemy does these things. He takes your deepest vulnerabilities to make you feel bad about yourself. He tries to steal your confidence at all costs and potentially to embarrass you in front of other people, making you feel shame. They won't allow you to change. He does not want you to change. He does not want you to come into your identity of who you are so you can reach your greatest potential. So remember how I'm saying everything starts in the family, but you see how the enemy takes those same characteristics to go around that and keep you stuck and bound in toxicity. So when a family member is loving, supportive, compassionate, and uplifting, to name a few, this family member will use every sense of positivity in your character to push you up higher and help you discover your identity over anyone else, and will encourage your uniqueness and individuality to shine forth, and will keep you held to accountability of change and growth. When you think about our kingdom relationship in Christ, when the Lord sends individuals like that in our life, they carry those characteristics. It still stems from family and relational. So with that being said, I am done with the portion of family dynamics. You can catch my podcast on other areas of relationships and the dynamics. Big sis, I know that was short, but I am done for now.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you for coming on and delivering that message. I actually wanted you to let them know about your books, your businesses, well, that you offer, and how they can contact you.
Oh, one more thing. I did forget. I did say I was going to read the scriptures again so people can write them down. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, and Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. How you guys can reach me, you can reach me, I'm not on social media like that, but you can reach me at my website, www.justdree.com, JustDree.com. Just to learn a little bit more about me, I am a international certified life coach. I'm also a minister. Yes, I also flow prophetically as well. I am a teacher. I accepted that about myself. I am a teacher. So I have a different way of going about delivering information. Both creativity-wise and research-wise. So I'm big on definitions because the Lord gave me words that I don't use in my normal vocabulary, so I have to look them up. So on top of that, of being an international certified life coach, I'm also a bachelor degree-holding graphic designer, and I also help business owners develop better brands, research product, and things of that nature. I have so many hats. Jesus Christ. I'm a published author. I've written over 15 books, and I have 5 or 6 more left to put out. All that information will be available on another website that I am currently developing right now. So you can reach me through my website or you can reach me through email, which is dreethepowerhouse@gmail.com. When the other websites I'm working on go live, you will be able to access them from justdree.com under the Explore Dree tab or Dree's brand, whatever it says. Thank you for having me today. I hope what I released today gave you some clarity about digging deep about your family dynamics to see why you are the way that you are, so you can change some things, so you can maneuver some things differently and know how to handle even triggers when they arise, and know to go to God to seek healing and deliverance and be set free. So you can fully walk out who you are and who he's called you to be in the earth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, I ask you to give back what your daughter gave out to your people this morning. More blessings upon her life and her children's life and her businesses. Continue to guide her in the right direction. Continue to connect with the right people at the appointed time that she needs to connect with. Father, she's an entrepreneur, Lord. And actually do an open season, an open window of tremendous blessings upon her life, Father God. Ask you to let her go out and touch everyone she come in contact with because she is your child. Ask you to continue to cover her and her sons. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, if y'all didn't get the information from Prophetess, let me know. You can text me at 832-519-7646. Or you can go on World of Gospel Connection on Facebook and inbox us, and I would definitely connect you guys. Remember, it's not about me. It's not about her. It's about kingdom building. That's what we're about on World of Gospel Connection. These people of God come on here to let you know you're not by yourself. This is a no-judgment zone. We cannot judge you and will not judge you. But what we will do, we will encourage you, push you, and help you get where you need to get in the body of Christ. Nobody's no better than the next. And iron sharpens iron, seriously, on the World of Gospel Connection. I hope you guys was blessed. Remember, if you need to reach out to her, you can text me at 832-519-7646 and say, Pastor, I would like to talk to the woman of God that came on today about my business. Or I might want to get one of her books. I'm telling you, your life will never be the same if you just make that one step. Remember, Romans 10:9 states, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You don't have to know all six books of the Bible to surrender your life to Christ. He just wants you to make that first step. And once you make that first step, he'll take care of the rest. Now, I'm here to tell you, no, it's not going to be easy. But it's going to be worth it because he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always been right there with you. He's not aggressive. He's going to hold his arms up and wait on you to come. But you're not by yourself. Now you surrender your life to Christ. Congratulations. But no, now it's time for you to put your full armor of God on. Make sure the first thing you put on is your helmet of salvation. And do not take that off. God has you. He's right there with you. And we are here to encourage you and push you and guide you in the right direction if you need it. I'm going to leave you with three keys this morning before we get off. First, get you a Bible. Whether it's King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. If you go visit, good. Still be safe. If you go online, that's good as well. You're definitely welcome to join the Abba House with Apostle and I on Sundays at 3 p.m. in Houston, Texas, at 3029 Wayne Street at 3 p.m. Three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. Now, this is very critical because you surrender your life in Christ. You must be above somebody that is walking and talking the same thing. Now, I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything with you. If they're not preaching and walking the same thing, my love, that's not where you need to be. Teach you and show you the right way. Again, nowhere in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation said it's going to be easy.
But it does state having faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. It does state that. We still have the blessed oil if you need it. It is free. Just let me know, and I will mail it to you. It's not a problem. If you're in Houston, Apostle and I will bring it to you and pray with you. You're not in this fight by yourself. I'm here to tell you. If people come on here to let you know that you're not in this fight by yourself, keep pushing through. We have apps on our phone. We can download the Bible and listen to it. Start studying your word. Start listening to the word of God. Pay attention. Sometimes God will isolate you for a reason so you can clearly hear him. Everybody can go with you, sweetheart, where God is taking you. Everybody cannot. They're not equipped to. But don't be upset. Don't get weary. Still stand on the word of God. These men and women come on here to let you know it's okay. You got a pass. It's okay. God forgave you. Remember, he died on that cross just for you and I. So don't worry about what you did back then. Don't look back. Look forward. Look ahead because there's so much in store for you. Keep all the countries that's listening in prayer. Keep Florida in prayer from that storm that just hit them. Keep people in prayer, period. When you pass by somebody, tell them good morning. How are you? That might just make their day. Or good afternoon. Don't be so mad that you walk by somebody and they feel that anger instead of feeling the light that you're supposed to shine. We hope you had a blessed day this morning. We hope something that the woman of God came on encouraged you to keep pushing through. If you see somebody down, don't laugh at them. Don't cross over them. Hold your head out and say, do you need help? Let me help you. Because we know somebody who loves everybody and can save anybody. Because he did it for us. God loves you. Don't you never forget that. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. Keep pushing through. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
When I'm down. so glad about it. You are the lifter. Hey. When sickness struck my body and they said I never get well, you came and you healed me. I know you're the lifter of my. Come on now, somebody lift your hands if you think you lift up. Can you lift your hands and give God praise? Come on, he's the lifter. He is the lifter. He is the lifter. Come on, somebody lift your hand and acknowledge the lifter. When depression had me down, he lifted me and he restored me. He renewed me. He put me back together again. He didn't let me die. He kept on loving me. He kept on holding me. He kept on taking care of me.
April Hall.